wife loves a sale. Henry Youngman said that his wife would buy anything marked down. She brought home two dresses and an escalator.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Welcome to
Are You Marryable?
It's the game show where contestants see if they have what it takes to walk the aisle. Exhibit 1, meet John. John is 31 years old. He spends 13 hours a day in his mother's basement playing Xbox. John has done his own laundry twice. Sometimes he even cooks mac and cheese on his mother's stove. When he earns enough money playing video games, he plans to buy his own apartment and live upstairs. If the video game career doesn't work out, he will put an ad on Facebook, extremely independent male, needs work, call my mother at this number. Studio audience, what do you think? Is John marryable?
No!
Exhibit 2, meet Susie. Susie spends most of her time at the mall. When she isn't at the mall, she thinks about the mall, looks at catalogs and things she bought at the mall. She works at Macy's in the mall to make money to spend at the mall. Studio audience, is Susie marryable?
No!
Exhibit 3, Billy. Billy lives in fear that he'll be single all his life. He thinks girls won't like his mind, so he works out constantly. His other hobbies include standing in front of his mirror flexing, taking selfies, strutting down the beach in his swimsuit flexing, and talking to females while flexing. Studio audience, is Billy marryable?
No way!
Exhibit 4. Jennifer is a single mom of two young boys. She works two jobs to keep food on the table. She often wishes that she could go back and undo some of the mistakes she made, but she wouldn't give up her kids for the world. She prays for a man to come alongside her, to love her and her boys, but she isn't sure if he would accept her sons. She is increasingly grateful for her church family, though, and for what God is doing in her life. What do you think? Is Jennifer marryable?
Oh, yeah!
Exhibit 5. Josh is a likable guy, but he never won any awards in school and wasn't much good at sports. He doesn't have the best job, but he's a faithful worker. He reads the Bible almost every day and is changing the way he thinks and acts. He has been praying for a wife, but he's okay waiting. Is Josh marryable?
Oh, yeah!
Well, many of my single friends are perfectly happy single, and I think that's fantastic. Many of them dream of being married, but those who are filled with joy seem to stress less and trust more, whether they're wanting to be married or not. I have a note here from a girl who struggled with being single. She writes, "Since I was a young girl, God placed one of the greatest callings on my life of being a wife and mother. This past year has been a significant season of loneliness, darkness, and trekking through a long valley. Only by the love and grace of God did I make it through. I am so thankful that God brought me out of that dark, long valley up onto a mountaintop. In fact, I was proposed to on the top of a mountain while the boy of my dreams sang, 'Dallas, will you marry me?' God is such a good father and worthy of our trust. I never would have made it through the valley without him or been blessed to rest in his provision on the mountaintop. Well, this young lady married my son." Dallas and Steve chose Psalm 37:4 as the theme verse at their wedding. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Wherever you find yourself today, that is my prayer for you. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.